Come on, boss.
Let's go.
It's Friday night, which means it's another edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz.
Hey, everybody.
Folks. There we go. We'll be joined by Care Country 93.7 FM here in just a little bit because right now they are still in progress with their game on the night on the guys' side. Current score, it's a barn burner going on here, Boz, between Mar Hill and JCN with 2:33 to go in the game on 93.7. Mar Hill leading JCN 43-42.
Oh, good game. Really good game.
So really good game. We had a ton of good games tonight. We've got a conversation we're going to have from our game that we covered on Tuesday night a little bit between Troy Centralia from Twin Valley League action. And then we went again tonight to a site, Boz, in the Big 7 League.
Yeah.
Where it was a tale of two halves in the girls' game.
Yeah.
And really a tale of two halves in the guys' game. Nemaha Central at Holton. We'll break that one down for you as we were there. We'll also have recaps. You know, again, last checked, Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton was an amazing game.
Yes.
In that one.
That was a really good one.
Really good on the guys' side, really good on the girls' side, and just a lot of good basketball matchups that happened tonight. We'll break all of those down here tonight. But we got to get this thing started off the way that we do every single week, Boz. We got to let people know that there are some things that they can call on and talk to us about. But before we go into that, how about some scores tonight?
All right, let's start off with the girls' scores from tonight. Hiawatha, they get a win over Perry LeCompton. A really close game. Hiawatha 38, Perry LeCompton 37, an absolute barn burner. Nemaha Central, they got a two-point victory against Holton 37-35, another really close game.
Yeah.
Sabetha, they fall to Royal Valley tonight, 61-38. Axtell, they fall to Valley Heights, 21-59. Centralia defeats Frankfort in another really close game, 47-42. Troy defeats Lynn, 57-37. Blue Valley Randolph, they defeated Onega tonight, 59-39. ACCHS defeated Jackson Heights, another close game, 48-42. Valley Falls, they get the win over Horton, 50-39. Another close game tonight in overtime.
Hey-o.
Mar Hill Mount Academy defeats Jeff County North, 48-45.
Wow.
And finally, Sumner Academy, they get the win over Atchison, 33-25. Those are all girls' scores tonight. We're still looking for a couple. We need Jefferson West at Riverside.
Big.
Donovan West at Clifton Clyde.
Big one.
Republic County at Hanover.
Still need that one.
Yep. And Pleasant Ridge, McClouth, and Marysville, Abilene.
Yeah. Some big ones that we still need. I'm really curious about that Donovan West,
yes,
Clifton Clyde game in particular on the girls' side. So if you're listening, you're still traveling back, going which way or not, give us a shout because Boz, we'll get the boys' scores, and then we're going to open up the phone lines.
Okay.
Give us those guys.
All right, let's go. Here's the boys' scores we have, and we need a bunch of scores. I'll get to those here in a second. Here's what we got so far. Another barn burner. Must have been something
barn
going
burner
on tonight at Perry LeCompton. Perry LeCompton, Hiawatha boys. Perry escapes with the win 52-50.
Ooh.
We watched that on the Hiawatha channel.
Seth Tolleson doing a great job.
Yeah, and Hiawatha had the lead there. Sounds like Perry LeCompton came back, got the two-point win.
Yeah.
Really good game there at Perry. Nemaha Central, they got the win over Holton tonight, 54-32. Sabetha, they defeated Royal Valley 34-21.
Mm-hmm.
Centralia, just a really good game.
Let's go.
Centralia 49, Frankfort 43. Centralia holds off Frankfort at the end for the win. Jackson Heights got the victory over ACCHS 54-15.
Mm-hmm.
And Atchison.
Whoa.
What are you going to say? I'm waiting for
it. I was waiting for the burger comment, but Phoenix!
The Phoenix!
Come on, Phoenix!
They defeat Sumner Academy 72-49.
So they laid another 70 burgers!
70 burgers.
Man, the Phoenix, man, I tell you, Jeter Purdy,
that dude,
won the midseason tournament MVP award of the Tonganoxie Invite. One of the most difficult boys' midseason tournaments to play in.
Yeah.
Jeter Purdy is a straight baller.
He is.
And we missed out on our chance that we were planning on going to on Monday night.
I know. I didn't even think about Park the makeup.
And Atchison makeup. They're going to play one more time. We will be going to that one. And obviously, we love all of our teams, right, Bob?
Yes, absolutely.
However, I want to see a high because they are a team that, you know, Coach Battle has got that program running. Again, when I was asked actually earlier this week, Boz, about, okay, so who's really good right now in basketball?
Yeah.
On the girls' side first. Then I was asked, how about on the guys' side? You know, I was giving shout-outs to some teams that are playing really well.
Sure.
And again, record doesn't completely dictate how well a team may be playing right now. And on the guys' side, I'm like, man, I'll tell you, there's a lot of leagues that are wide open right now.
Yeah, there are.
One league that's not wide open is the Metal Art Conference.
Yeah, Atchison's just dominating.
A-High is just straight dominating that conference. And they're a team that, again, they're in 4A, which means it's rankings.
Yep.
Once you get to the postseason, A-High has everything in front of them right now.
Oh, yeah.
To make a deep run at state.
Well, they're going to get a great seed if things finish out to where they're sitting right now. I mean, they're going to be up towards the top, and we can pull those up here a little bit later and kind of talk about that a little more. But you're right. I mean, they hold their future in their hand. If they can finish out the season, they got probably six or so games left.
Yeah.
They're in a really good position right now to get a strong seed going into Substate.
Shout out Tiffany DeWalt watching on Facebook Live. Good evening to you, Tiffany. Boz, we needed just one TVL girls final score yet, or we needed a couple?
Let's see, just one.
Okay, and that was going to be Clifton Clyde D West.
Yes.
Clifton Clyde defeats Donovan West 72-53. So again, shout out, thank you, Tiffany DeWalt, watching us on Facebook Live as well. You can listen everywhere on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and you can select any of the three Kansas stations, KNZA, KMZA, or CARE, and catch the scoreboard show or watch it on Facebook Live. Well, you can put the face to the name of the ever-so-great Boz.
That's right. Come on.
People got to know what you look like.
Yeah.
And so there's plenty of great games tonight. Boz, what scores are we missing from the boys' side?
Okay, on the boys' side, we need Jeff West at Riverside, Axtell at Valley Heights, Donovan West at Clifton Clyde, Republic County at Hanover, Lynn at Troy, Blue Valley Randolph at Onega, Horton at Valley Falls. That's a game I want to kind of see what happened there. Jeff
sure,
County
yeah.
North at Marhill Mount Academy, Pleasant Ridge at McClouth, and Marysville at Abilene.
All right, Boz, you know what time it is.
What time we got?
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Friday Night Highlights, proudly sponsored by Giant Communications. When you need the most reliable, fast, dependable internet or phone systems, you better thank Giant Communications. Go online to giantcomm.net. Free internet right now, Boz, is up for grabs. See if you qualify by visiting giantcomm.net for that. Again, Giant Communications hotline is open. Two phone numbers for you, Boz.
Come on.
It's easy. 785-547-3461. Again, 785-547-3461. Talk about a game that you went to tonight. Give us a call and tell us maybe a nominee for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball that we'll be giving away later tonight. Or if you got scores that we're looking for. That's one of the two phone numbers. Again, two phone numbers tonight. 785-547-3461, or a simpler one, Boz. 1-888-90-RADIO. 1-888-90-RADIO. That's 1-888-907-2346. 1-888-90-RADIO is another phone number. Again, give us a call. I see someone lighting up the phone line right now, and Kurt will be grabbing that here in just a sec, but make sure that you call in and again tell us about the game that you were at tonight and what excited you about it. It's again, Giant Communications, proud to sponsor our hotline tonight. Boz, all these scores you're looking at, all these games that we had tonight, which game really sticks out to you as one you want to hear about?
Well, I mean, these are really close games. The Hiawatha Perry game, that's a 1-point game. The Holton Nemaha Central, 2-point game. We got an overtime game with Jeff County North and Marhill Mount Academy. Love to hear what happened in that game. There's a bunch of Frankfurt at Centralia, a 5-point win for Centralia. That was a big time matchup.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened. I mean, did Frankfurt just come back at the end and Centralia held him off, or was it close all the way through the game? I mean, we just want to know what happened. If you were there, just tell us what went on.
Again, 785-547-3461 or 1-888-90-RADIO. Again, thank you on the Facebook feed. We've got some more scores flowing in, Boz, from the Twin Valley League. On the guys' side, Axel defeats Valley Heights 62-53.
Oh, yeah.
From the Northeast Kansas League, the game you were just asking about, I want to know the score. Valley Falls Horton, the Dragons get the win over Horton 52-40.
Wow.
That's your dark horse team, Boz, on the guys' side, Valley Falls.
Yeah.
And then going back to the Twin Valley League, Troy falls to Lynn 57-51. Again, shout out Megan Rodveld, Brady Chaffin. Hope I said your name right, sir. Tiffany DeWalt, again, giving us those scores for us tonight. Captain Kirk Kilman, wave to the camera, my friend, on Facebook Live. He's doing great work, as always, here at the studio. Joseph will be joining us on Care Country 93.7 here momentarily once that game goes final. Again, that was Mar Hill JC, and it was a one-point game with 2 minutes to go. They might be going overtime.
That's
down
true. Yeah.
In the Northeast Kansas League as well. And so, again, if you want to give us a shout, talk to us on air, you know, give us your input on the game you were at, 1-785-547-3461, 888-90-RADIO as a secondary number. Yes, sir.
That's no excuses. That's the only one I can remember. We've been doing this since August.
August 25th.
The first number you gave, I couldn't even repeat it. But 1-888-90-RADIO.
You can remember that one.
I can remember that. There's no excuses now.
And just so you know, when you're looking at your phone, act like you're texting. When that dial pad's up,
yeah.
Just type in like it was old school. Remember that?
Old school, yeah.
T9 Word.
Yep.
When you had to press 7 to send an R or an S.
Yep.
So radio is spelled, just spelled out on your pad there. All yeah. right, on your yeah. dial pad. Nice and simple. 1-888-90-RADIO. We're gonna get to our first break here in just a little bit. We're gonna dive in though. Tuesday night we took in the Twin Valley League, called it on 103.9 KNZA. Troy Centralia was the matchup on the girls' side. Again, Centralia was riding a 10-game winning streak. They come into that one, and it was a battle of really two of the top girls, not only in the Twin Valley League, I would say, but two of the top girls basketball players in Northeast Kansas. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
For Troy, it was Harper Wettstein. For Centralia, it was Owen Dieters. That game did not disappoint.
No, it was a fantastic basketball game. And here's the thing, when you're watching, oh, thanks for the help with
you're
the
welcome.
Mic.
Somebody's again, people that. On Facebook seen that. But Boz, we've been doing this since August 25th.
Well, we got a new setup.
Gotta have that mic in your face, man.
Well, the live video thing, my arm on this mic is, I'm about stretched all the way. So, all right, thanks for the help. So,
you're
no,
welcome.
Back to the game. This was a fantastic basketball game. And you mentioned Harper Wettstein, Owen Dieters. Here's, if you weren't at the game, you didn't get to see it. Those two were against each other most of the game. Owen Dieters was guarding Harper Wettstein. She's the point guard, averaging over 20 points a game. That was a fantastic matchup. And Owen Dieters, she is a dog on defense. She absolutely gets after whoever she's guarding. She frustrates them. She makes it difficult for the opponent to initiate the offense. Harper Wettstein didn't back down.
No.
She took it to him. She hit some big threes early in the game, got Troy off to a good start. And this game was back and forth the entire game. They both just went at it. And those are not the only two. Gracie Grable for Troy had a nice game. You know, you talk about Centralia. We've mentioned them several times when we saw them play in the TVL tournament.
Yep.
What was interesting to me, too, kind of as we're digging into this, Centralia was a little flustered. They just couldn't keep things going. They weren't able to create separation like they normally
right.
do.
Right.
And their big girls weren't maybe as effective as I think they thought they would be. Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp, fantastic freshmen for Centralia.
Sure.
Both 5'10", 5'11"-ish.
Centralia, you're a big fan of Gibbs.
I am a big fan of Gibbs. She moves really well. She's athletic. Very aggressive on the glass.
Come on, Tava's mom and dad, give us a call. Boz is a fan.
I am. I like watching Centralia play. But what I was getting at was Centralia was trying all different kinds of lineup, and that's kind of the coach in me, I guess. They went small, they went big, they tried different defenses. They were just trying to find whatever worked. that would get them going. And really, it took them about midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they finally were able to create a little separation and get the win. But, man, it was a heck of a ball game.
No doubt. Final score from Care Country, 93-7 tonight. Marhill Mount Academy, 49, JCN, 46.
Whew.
What a game over there. We'll be joined here momentarily on 93.7 FM KAIR. Again, we're here with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz is what you're listening to here on the MSCSports.net. Good evening to you, Joseph Curry, over at Care Country. Okay, so now we talked about the girls' contest. Great matchup there between Troy and Centralia. The guys' contest from Centralia, Troy, as well, was one that it was back and forth, my friend,
yeah.
Early on. Troy got up early, 17-6 in that ball game, and it was Christian Etherton, you know, hit a three, had five straight points for the Trojans, and Centralia really looked like they were struggling against that Troy defense early on, yeah?
Yeah, so Troy was running different defenses, trying to keep Centralia out of rhythm, and they did a really nice job of that. Coach Nick Evans, we were right there by him, and he was pretty frustrated early on, just not able to get stops against Troy. And, you know, we've talked about Seth Judd before, the point guard for Troy.
Yeah.
Lightning quick point guard. He's the floor general. He gets everything set up. Gannon Bowe, another really good player for Troy. And those guys were, that team was firing on all cylinders and didn't let Centralia jump out on him. And, you know, when we talked about that game, Centralia shot the ball really poorly early in the game.
Yeah, first half, really.
Oh, yeah. The first half, they just couldn't make shots. They were getting good looks, but nothing was falling for them. And,
right.
You know, credit to Centralia, when your offense isn't working for you,
you got to turn up that defense.
You got to turn it up. And they used some full-court pressure, some full-court man, some zone traps. I mean, they were just mixing things up, trying to find what worked. And, like you said, back and forth the entire game, finally able to pull away at the end. But man, again, just a really good basketball game.
Yeah, really, really good game. It was a 31-30 game heading to the fourth, and a 19-2 fourth quarter for Centralia got them that win. That was a game we had on Tuesday. Tonight, Boz, we took in a Big Seven league battle, Holton Nemaha Central tonight. We were able to watch the entirety of the girls' game. Great game.
Yeah.
And really then good. Able to watch till halftime of the boys' game, and when we were there, big time game, real physical. It was your traditional Big Seven league battle of Holton Nemaha.
Yeah.
Nothing different. Nothing's changed. And you're seeing these teams really get after it. And the crowd on hand in Holton tonight.
Yeah.
Both suffered. Nemaha brought a great crowd down there. Holton showed out of the home crowd. It helped that it was, little kid dance night or something?
Yeah, cheer night. Cheer night. Clinic night.
Yeah, cheer clinic. There you go. That's the proper terminology.
Yep.
So big fans of the stands. And, man, the fans were into it.
Oh, yeah.
Both games. They were into it. And, I would never want to be an official.
Well, no way. Absolutely not.
Wouldn't want to. So I commend anybody and everybody that is a current official, former official, or if you're a 10-year-old right now listening in and you think you want to be an official when you grow up, I commend all of you for doing the Lord's work, really.
Yeah.
Because
it's thankless.
It is a thankless job. And more people need to do it. Keisha is still in need of officials to officiate games. So come on now. Step up. I think we had this conversation of football. If you disagree with enough calls, just go out and do it yourself. Then.
Grab a whistle. And
for
I'm not one of those.
No.
Here's what's crazy is, you know, I've coached all my life, and when I'm sitting on the bench, I can see a call like a travel, and I can jump up right away. That was a travel.
Come on.
When I got a whistle in my mouth, I see it, and then there's I freeze, and I don't make the call. And I'm just horrible. I'm a horrible official.
So if you see Boz on the court, you know, with some stripes on and black pants,
you start yelling right away because
it's
not going to be good.
Yeah. Maybe we should have you officiate the little kids tournament next week in Hiawatha.
I'd find a way to mess that up too, I'm sure.
All right, so tonight's match, once again, our phone number, the Giant Communications Hotline. You want to be involved, you want to give us some insight on the game you were at, do it. Give us a call, 1-888-90-RADIO, 1-888-90-RADIO. Again, is a simple number to remember, 1-888-907-2346. Or call the local number, 785-547-3461. won. On the girls' side tonight, Nemaha Central, Holton. Holton was up early in the game, but it was short-lived lead.
Very short.
For the Lady Cats.
Yeah.
5-2 early on. A three-pointer by a junior guard, Kaya Taylor. And then Nemaha goes on a 13-0 run to end the quarter.
Yep.
And from that point on, it seemed as, okay, this is how it's going to go. Nemaha's got a 10-point lead. They're rocking and rolling. They're going to continue on throughout this game.
Yeah.
What changed at any point from your perspective during that game that you saw? Because it ended up being a 2-point win for Nemaha.
Well, here's the thing that has kind of plagued Holton throughout this season. Holton girls, and they're just having some issues with taking care of the ball. Turnovers
have
kind of been an Achilles heel for them. And they had 7 turnovers in the first quarter, which allowed Nemaha Central so many opportunities at the basket, they were able to build that lead. And when you have those turnovers, you tighten up, you panic, things get harder and more difficult for you to run offense and get open shots. So I think for Holton, they just got themselves in too big of a hole early in this game, and they didn't score until about halfway, maybe three-quarters of the way through the second quarter. Now, the second half, you mentioned, what was it that kind of really got them going? They were more aggressive, and they did a much better job of taking care of the ball. And once shots start falling for you, then things get a little bit easier. They played great defense throughout the game, but you got to be able to take care of the ball on offense and get good opportunities at the basket. I thought that's what they did in the second half that was able to allow them to climb back into the game.
Yeah, no doubt, but don't leave it too short for what the Nemaha Central girls did. They absorbed that run, that pressure from Holton, right?
Yep.
And that's what makes a good team really good. Coach Haddon Hilton's been a great basketball coach for a long time, right?
Yep.
If you didn't have a chance to listen, you'll be able to go back and listen to, because on the broadcast tonight was, you know, the voice of Northeast Kansas for the last 22 years, Justin Fluke.
Yeah.
You know who he had with him tonight?
He had some legends.
Some legendary individuals with him. Holton legend coach John Holiday and Nemaha Valley legend coach Mike Turpentine.
Going back a ways there.
I mean, it was humor.
Yeah.
Listening to Coach Holiday, Coach Turpentine. I mean, Coach Turp and Coach Holiday were just going back and forth in a playful way like they were 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, like they were on the sideline
right.
Coaching the teams. And
it was a great broadcast.
Yeah.
A lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, one of them would say, hey, that kid pushed him. The other one would say, they bumped into each other.
Player of the game on the girls' side was Cammy Dallinghouse, junior guard for Nemaha Central. Played a great game. Only had 8 points, Boz, but she had 4 free throws in key moments of the game. And Hallie Holthouse, she had a 10-point game on the night, but 2 huge free throws at the end of the game. And that ended up being the difference in the game.
Yeah, it was a very, very close game down the stretch. And she kind of ice in her veins there. She was able to step up and knock down those 2 free throws to secure the win for Nemaha Central. Yeah, Nemaha's got a nice team. They've struggled a little bit as of late, dropping a couple games. But that's a team that I could see going on a run. They've got the offensive firepower to put some points on the board. They do some nice things defensively. So you kind of go through those slumps where maybe you lose a few games, but I'd say watch out for Nemaha Central down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt. They're tied, check that, they're leading the Big 7, or they're tied, excuse me, with Riverside. Man, can I contradict myself numerous times?
A little bit.
So we got Nemaha Central and Riverside tied atop the Big 7 league. Callie Honeyman, she fouled out in the game, Boz, but she was a big presence for the Thunder as well tonight, having a battle with Liz Schuster down low and just kind of be that hybrid for the Thunder tonight, Coach Hilchin, for them here tonight. We got to go to the phone lines, Boz.
Let's go.
We talked about officiating, and we've got one of the longtime great officials from our area that wanted to call in.
All right.
Mr. Bramhall, how are you?
Hey, Jake, what's going on?
Not a lot. I saw you ringing up the phones and wanted to know what you want to talk about tonight.
Oh, well, we was down at Royal Valley tonight, had Royal Valley and Sabetha, and just wanted to give a shout-out to the girls. Both girls' teams played hard tonight. Royal Valley girls just got a really nice team, a lot of ball handlers on that team, worked it around, but boy, them Sabetha girls just worked hard and didn't give up, and they turned that third quarter into a dogfight, I'll tell you, and tried really hard, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. And then on the boys' side, just a good blue-collar effort from that Sabetha boys team. They're just a hard-working blue-collar team, I'll tell you. They really work hard. So.
Yeah, great. Appreciate you giving that insight on it again. I mean, that's what we want to know about these games is, you know, Boz and I, as much as we'd like to be at every single game, Keith, we rely on people, especially someone like you, that you were engaged in that game. You had to be.
Yeah. I got a kick out of it. I got a little chat, so I have a time out there to talk to Christian McPhee, and I asked him about that grim boy. I said, does he just get up and eat a half a hog to start the day? And he goes, yeah. He said, he eats one half, and his brother eats the other half. And I'm like, man, I feel for that mom and dad.
About right.
How many potatoes it take to fill them boys up? Man, there's a couple men right there.
Yeah, so, no doubt
anyway,
about it.
Yeah. And also a shout out to the Royal Valley Pep Band. They had it going on. They had Crazy Train, Eye of the Tiger. They had everything going tonight. So,
okay.
Pumping the crowd up.
I got to know, Keith, were you singing along or dancing on during those timeouts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's okay. Crazy Train. You can't stand still when that's going, man.
Right.
That just gets you going. I love it. I'm an old school guy, you know. I'm an old guy, and I like them pep bands like that. I don't really need all that music playing, but I like that pep band stuff. That's good stuff, boy.
Yep. All right, Keith. Well, hey, I appreciate you listening and calling in, and I really appreciate you being an official. And anything you want to say to anybody that maybe is considering becoming an official, why they should do it?
Oh, yeah, just come on out and get back to the game, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun out there working hard, and I know it looks tough, and it is tough from time to time, but boy, it just if you want to stay engaged in the game, I always tell the kids that's why I still do it, because I can't suit up and play, but I can suit up and get on the court with them and run up and down. So my way to stay in the game, but need the help. Hey,
yeah.
You was talking I was listening to you talking about the Centralia girls and Tava Gibbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know she went through major back surgery last year?
Did not know that.
Yes. She had major back surgery about a year ago and was, and had to set out for, quite a while. So it's
wow.
Really good to see her back playing well, and she's a tough gal. So
I'm an even bigger fan now. That's an awesome comeback.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, hey, keep up the good work. Enjoy listening to you guys.
All right, Keith. Well, hey, we'll see you on the golf course sometime this spring. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
All right, Keith Bramhall. Thanks a lot, sir. Have a good night. Drive safe.
Bye.
All right, Keith Bramhall. An official that. Just do, I said, all right, doing the Lord's work out there and, you know, having fun while doing it. And I love hearing his insight about his perspective of the kids, the crowd, the band.
Yeah. Well, here's the whole thing. The officials that I know, they don't do it because they're making a ton of money. You know, they do it because they, like Mr. Bramhall said, you know, you want to give back to the game, and he's played forever. He can't lace him up and go play himself now, but he's able to get on the court, get up and down, and do what he can to help the game. And it's, I tell you, it is hard. He said it's hard. And sometimes, man, it's a tough deal. And here's the thing. The game itself has changed so much over probably the last 15 years. Man, the kids are, I wouldn't say more athletic. The game is more physical, and it just gets harder as an official.
Sure.
They do a lot of different things than they did 15 years ago as athletes on the court.
No doubt. All right, we're joined now by Care Country 93.7. Good evening to you, Care Country. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We've got to get to our first break of the night, but when we come back, we'll give you another rundown of the scores that we've got, as well as recaps. We're going to dive into some more detail about the boys' game between Nemaha Central and Holton, and a lot more to get to, and yes, even some Chiefs conversation, Buzz.
Hey,
I really wanted to avoid that at all costs this week, but
I
don't know if that's something that we can avoid Sunday night, Sunday afternoon. So stick around with us. You're hanging out with Jake and Buzz on a Friday at 10:15. It's a beautiful evening. Hang out with us for a little bit longer here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC. FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Denison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make to preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
All right, Boz, we ask this every single week. What are my questions that I got to have answers for?
Was your team doing the rocking?
Or
were you getting rocked?
Time to get a lowdown of the scores, and the only team that really did some rocking tonight was the Phoenix. Hey, hi. Hanging another 70-burger on the year.
Hey, we got another score here that you're going to be impressed with.
I'm excited for it. We will rock you. You can't get pumped up by any other song than that.
No.
That's got to be it, right?
Yep.
All right. You're back here with Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Good evening to you here on a Friday. It's the first scoreboard show, Boz, in
February. Been doing this a while.
Been doing it a fat minute. And you know there's 29 days in the month this year?
Okay.
It's a leap year, in case you didn't know that.
Did not.
You didn't realize that?
No.
Come on, dude. That's like current event stuff. You need to have an understanding of that.
Well, I know what a leap year deal, but I didn't know it was this year. I don't pay attention.
My brother-in-law was actually born on a leap year, and so he turns 5 this year. He's really turning 20. In case you didn't know that math either.
Okay, whatever.
Right, we're back at it. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jacob Boz. Boz, we need some score updates. What you got?
Okay, let's start on the girls. Close game at Perry. Perry LeCompton falls by 1 to Hiawatha, 38-37. Close game we just talked about. Nemaha Central at Holton. Nemaha Central gets the win, 37-35. Royal Valley, they defeat Sabetha, 61-38. Valley Heights gets the victory over Axtell, 59-21. Centralia, they are victorious over Frankfort, 47-42. Clifton Clyde defeated Donovan West, 72-53. Troy, they get the win over Lynn, 57-37. Blue Valley Randolph, they defeated Onega, 59-39. Another close game here, ACCHS, they defeat Jackson Heights 48-42. Valley Falls, they get the win over Horton 50-39. Another close game, Mar Hill Mount Academy in overtime. They get the win over JCN 48-45.
I love overtime games, dude.
Yeah, Abilene, they fall to Marysville tonight 41-31. And Sumner Academy, they defeated Atchison 33-25.
Okay. Sounds good. How about on the guy? Well, hold on. Do we need any other girls' scores?
Yep, we got a couple. We got three. Four. We need Jeff West at Riverside. We need Republic County at Hanover. Pleasant Ridge at McClouth. So those are the three that we need on the girls' side.
All right, how about, let's switch it up. What's happening tonight on the guys' side?
Okay, here's what we got on the boys' side. Close game again at Perry, 52-50. Perry Compton gets the win over Hiawatha. Nemaha Central, they defeated Holton 54-32. Sabetha gets the win at Royal Valley 34-21. Axtell defeated Valley Heights 62-53. Centralia, they were able to defeat Frankfort 49-43. Troy, they fall to Lynn 57-51. And here's the score I told you. But is this right here? An 80 burger?
Ooh.
Blue Valley
Ooh.
Hangs 80. They defeated Onega 80-48.
An 80 burger.
80 burger.
Yikes.
It makes me laugh just hearing that. Jackson Heights, they get the win over ACCHS. 54-15.
That's my dark horse.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a 50. What, I was like waiting for
all
that.
Right, all right, hold on. In football,
Jackson
somebody
Heights.
Hates 50.
Yes.
It's a 50 burger. Because it's something that doesn't happen often. It's something that is impressive. But in basketball, that should be common, right?
It happens, yeah. It's not as unusual.
But 80.
80 doesn't.
And 70, that doesn't happen very often in high school basketball. That's why it becomes a burger.
A burger. I love it.
A little extra seasoning on it.
Okay. All right.
A little tasty burger.
Yes, you said your dark horse,
Slap
Jackson Heights.
On it. Lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion.
Okay.
Hold the pickle and onion.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't like that. So anyways, back to the scores. Jackson Heights, 54, ACCHS 15. Valley Falls gets the win over Horton, 52-40. My dark horse, Coach Gatz.
This is a big-time game. We'll dive deeper into it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they get the win 52-40 over Horton.
Massive win for the Dragons.
Yep. A really close game here. Mar Hill Mount Academy, 49. Jeff County North, 46.
Okay.
That was a really good one. Abilene, they defeated Marysville 62-41. And Atchison, another burger here, 72-49 over Sumner Academy.
I'm hungry now.
I'm kind of hungry too.
Burgers being dropped tonight. Extra seasoning. I'll take just tomato and lettuce on mine.
Put it all on mine.
Give you everything, huh?
Yep.
Let's go back to your dark horse here really quick before we go to the scores that we're still needing. That win by Valley Falls was huge when you look at the standings of the Northeast Kansas League. That was Horton's first league loss of the season. Still atop the NEKL. Mar Hill beating JCN tonight flipped JCN and Mar Hill in the standings because now Mar Hill sitting at 6-2 in league play. JCN 6-3 in third. Jackson Heights with their big win, Boz. They're now 5-2 in the league. Oskaloosa's there at 5-3. Valley Falls with that win, Boz. They stay the same in league standings.
Yeah.
Why was that such a massive win? It's because we flipped the calendar. It's February.
Yeah. Yeah, not a whole lot of time left.
And you're 4-3 in league play now are the Dragons. But when you look at that NEKL boys standings right now.
That's logjam. Everybody's right there.
Everybody is within two, from number one down to number seven. Is within two games. Check that six. 1-6.
I'm with you.
Within two games of each other. That means this race is wide open.
It is, absolutely. And here's what it does, I think, for Valley Falls. I said it from the get-go. These guys have the pieces. They got everything they need to make a deep run. And I think that's a big confidence boost. You knock off the team in your league that's sitting at the top, the number one team. You knock them off. That's a ton of confidence. Should be a momentum builder for them moving forward through the last, what do we got, 8-9 games left, if that?
Yeah.
What's, yeah, they're
about,
sitting.
About 8 games.
Yep.
Left on this season. How about on the girls' side of the NEKL? Mara Hill with that overtime win, Boz. They remain perfect in conference play, 8-0. JCN, first loss, conference play. So Mara Hill, number one, JCN, two. P. Ridge, they're at 5-3. So three teams within three games of each other on the girls' side of the Northeast Kansas League. Sticking with standing updates in the Big 7 League. There's a logjam at the top, my friend, and it's between two teams right now. Technically, there's still, you know, we need to know the outcome of Jeff West girls still tonight yet.
Yes, yes, we do
need
that.
So we need to know that game because who are they playing tonight?
Jeff West Riverside.
Yeah, so a big-time game there. So if you've got that girls' final from Riverside, Jeff West, we need to know 785-547-3461 is the Giant Communications hotline. Again, 785-547-3461. But Riverside, a perfect 8-0 in league play, 14-0 overall. Nemaha Central tonight picks up a big win on the road, which is tough to do in conference play.
Yeah.
They remain perfect. They're up there at the top. And then Jeff West, 4-3 in conference play coming into the game tonight against Riverside. On the guys' side in the Big 7 League, once again, it's Sabetha leading the pack at the top of the Big 7 League. No surprise from that, but you know who's hanging around right there with them? A big-time come-from-behind win at home tonight, Perry LeCompton.
Yep.
7-0, each team there at the top of the Big 7. Nemaha Central, within two games, though.
Yeah.
Big win for them on the road tonight at Holton. They're 5-2 in league play now. And then Jeff West, Holton, Hiawatha, all down four or five games out. Doesn't mean they're out of it yet.
No.
But with eight games or so to go. Some teams only have six games to go. Again, it just depends upon who's made up games yet and that. But you've got plenty of teams, but the big logjam really is Sabetha, Perry, Nemaha at the top of the boys on the Big 7 League. Twin Valley League, we talked about this on Tuesday night, how important it was for Centralia to get that win at Troy. Then they bounce back, get a huge win tonight against Frankfurt.
Yep.
Tight game, really good game. Jared Sleppy, great call. We'll get his recap in a second. Hanover with one loss, but they've got one more win in league play, so they're sitting atop of the Twin Valley League. Centralia, Clifton, Clyde, each perfect in league play, sitting in second. And then you got Blue Valley, Randolph, and Troy. Axtell hanging down towards the middle of the pack. They've only lost one game all year.
Yeah.
But because they've only played a handful of conference games, they got a lot of making up to do.
Yeah, that'll shake out here in a little bit once they start getting the makeup games.
So realistically, in the TVL, six teams log-jammed at the top of the boys in the Twin Valley League. Now let's go to the girls' side of the Twin Valley League. Centralia, huge win tonight for the Lady Panthers. They are now on a 12-game winning streak. Perfect 6-0 in league play. Frankfurt falls to 6-2 in league play. They're tied with Hanover for second in the league. But then you look at Valley Heights, 5-1. Donovan, Clifton Clyde, 5-1. D. West, 5-3. Another long jam. Six teams within a couple games of each other.
And here's what when I look at that, the number seven team sitting in the league right now on the girls' side of things is Troy. And we just talked about how close the game was. Troy, sitting in the seven spot, almost knocked off the top team in the Twin Valley League.
Had them on the ropes.
They had them absolutely on the ropes. And that's, I'm telling you, from top to bottom, this is one of the best girls on the girls' side leagues around.
No doubt. Not just in Northeast Kansas, in the whole state of Kansas. I take this league into Nebraska, into Missouri. You grew up in Colorado.
Yep.
I mean, man, it's a gauntlet of a schedule, no doubt about that. We're going to get into a little bit of some, what am I trying to say here? Substate. Gosh darn. Words are hard sometimes. We're going to get into substates here in just a minute. But Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees are open to you as the fan, as the listener, as a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, friend. Doesn't matter. Someone had a great game tonight. They didn't have to score a lot of points, Boz.
No.
They could have easily just played really good defense, forced some turnovers, anything. 785-547-3461, the phone number to nominate somebody for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball that will be given away later on. One for the guys, one for the girls. Type it in the chat on the Facebook page if you want to nominate there as well. But any nominees we got current yet, boss?
Yeah, we got a couple. Let's start on the girls' side from Centralia, Owen Dieters. We've heard her name a lot as Game Ball nominee. She had 20 points tonight. From Frankfurt, another one we talk a lot about, Hattie Gross. She had 19 points for Frankfurt. From Royal Valley, Avery Stitham. She had 17 points in their win over Sabetha tonight. Also from Royal Valley, Samantha Klotz. She had 13 points. That's what we got on the girls' side of things for a Game Ball nominee. On the boys' side, from Centralia, Duke Timmel, he had 14 points tonight. And also from Centralia, Quentin Aldifer, he had 13 points. And from Nemaha Central, Colby Free, he had 17 tonight in their win over Holton.
Including Colby Free, including a monstrous dunk tonight in that Holton-Nemaha game.
Shook the rim a little bit.
6 foot eight, Bozzy.
He's tall.
Tall.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
It's just tall. Yeah.
Huge, man. Huge. 6 foot eight. And, you know, if you were listening to it on 103.9 KNZA, you heard Justin Fluke talking about how, man, we have yet to see a dunk this year. And they got their wish tonight.
Got to see it, yep.
Definitely got their wish tonight. We do have to get to a caller really quick. It's a voice and a name you might be familiar with, Buzz.
Oh,
I think
come
the
on.
Folks at home might be familiar with it as too. And no, it's not Grandpa Gary.
Okay. All right.
Seth, are you there? I wonder if Seth might have lost some signal. Seth? All right. Seth will call back. And we'll get him back on the air here in a second. I knew who you thought it was.
Yeah, I thought we were... We're now, 45 minutes in the show? We haven't heard from...
Haven't heard from OG yet.
OG.
OG. Instead, we're going to go into our recaps. Talk about that Holton-Nemaha game. We haven't talked boys on it yet. We will get to that. But Justin Fluke was on the call tonight on the Holton channel as well as FM 103.9 KNZA. Big 7 League battle. Justin, how did it go tonight?
A sweep tonight and sweep for the season for the Nemaha Central Thunder over the Holton Wildcats. Both games started off with Nemaha Central dominating early, although the outcomes would be a little bit different. Nemaha Central led in the girls' game 15-5 at the end of one quarter, but Holton got back in it, down a dozen at the break and still down 11 coming into the fourth quarter. Holton cut the deficit to just 2 points twice in the final minute, but Nemaha Central makes 4 free throws in the last 30 seconds. They go 8-for-10 at the line in the fourth quarter, and Nemaha Central girls hold on to a 37-35 victory. 12-2 now are the Lady Thunder and still undefeated. The 6-time defending Big 7 champs are now 8-0, with 2 games, of course, against Riverside remaining this season. The Nemaha Central girls were led by Haley Holthouse with 10 points. Callie Honeyman had 10 as well before fouling out midway through the fourth quarter. Cammie Dollinghouse scored 8 for Nemaha Central. For Holton, they were led by Laura Larrison off the bench. Second time this week, she led the Lady Cats, scored 9 points in the game. Holton had won 2 earlier this week, but they fall tonight, and their record now 5-10 on the season. In the boys' game again, Nemaha Central jumped to a quick lead, 7-0 in the first couple of minutes. They were up by 13 at halftime, but they did not look back. Increased the lead to 20 going into the fourth quarter, and end up winning at 54-32. After a 3-3 start to the year, the Nemaha Central boys have won 7 of their last 8 and will get undefeated Sabetha coming up on Tuesday night. Nemaha Central is led by Colby Free, 17 points, 4-for-5 at the line. He had a triple. He had a dunk. He was the man. Evan Oberding added 13 points for Nemaha Central, including back-to-back triples at the end of the first half that turned a 7-point Nemaha Central lead into 13 at the break over Holton. For the Wildcats, they were led by Braden Peek, who scored all 9 of his points in the fourth quarter, but the Holton boys dropped to 4-11 with the loss. They'll be home again on Tuesday night against Jeff West to complete a 5-game homestand. Again, the finals, the Nemaha Central boys win 54-32. Nemaha Central wins the girls' game 37-35. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap. Again, a real tough battle, really fun game. If you want to relive that, you can watch it on the Holton channel or listen to it on the website, mscsports.net. I think we got Seth back now, Boz, and he was hearing us talk about the logjam in the Big 7 League. Seth, are you there?
Yeah, I got you now. You
all
got
right.
Me?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're crystal clear now, brother. So you were listening, and something triggered you to give us a shout. What's going on? What's on your mind, my friend?
So here's the deal. You were talking about, you know, Perry LeCompton, Sabetha being at the top there. You got Nemaha Central there at the top along with Riverside. Of course, we did get that Riverside girls score, it sounds like. But anyway, I just really wanted to kind of point out, you know, when it comes to the Big 7 League, and this is, of course, all leagues as well in Northeast Kansas, but.
Man, that's a cliffhanger. Seth, are you still there?
Seven. Yeah, me.
You're breaking up on me a little bit, buddy. Go ahead. Say that again. You said when it comes to the Big 7 League. Well, I think that was going to be really good, Boz.
I'm kind of anxiously anticipating what's going to come next year.
The call drops. So, Seth, when you get some better signal, my friend, you know we'll be on for a little bit. So give us a shout, and we'll go back into that.
So kind of talk about, maybe I'll see if we can look at the crystal ball and see what Seth's going to talk about. I'm going to steal his thunder maybe. But, you know, when you do look at the Big 7 League on the boys' side of things, he mentioned a couple teams at top with Sabetha, Perry LeCompton, Nemaha Central, but you've also got Jeff West 3-4, Holton 3-5, Hiawatha 2-5.
Uh-huh.
But we were watching that game on the Hiawatha channel, mm-hmm. and Hiawatha, I mentioned this, Coach Smith, Gary Smith, he's going to have those boys from Hiawatha ready to play night in, night out,
mm-hmm.
and I could see them making a run and getting moving themselves up the ladder a little bit.
Yeah, again, Big 7 League, TVL, NEKL, league titles are important, right?
Yeah, and I mean, Hiawatha tonight, they took Perry LeCompton 7-0, 7-0 in the Big 7, took them to the wire.
Yeah, but everybody's trying to push for that sub-state time right now for sure. Is that, I mean, isn't that kind of the main focus at this point? Yes, big league titles are great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's not the end-all goal. I mean, just like, yeah, I'm not going to go into the NFL right now.
No, it's not.
Some regular season things are really cool too, but it's all about the postseason, right?
Oh yeah.
Let's keep the recaps flowing here on 92.1 KMZA. Jared Sleppy had a Twin Valley League battle that was phenomenal on the girls and the guys side. Frankfort at Centralia. Sleppy, tell me what happened.
Centralia picks up a sweep over Frankfort at home. First off with the girls game, 47-42 victory for the Panthers. In the first quarter, it was their defense that was able to shut down Frankfort and held them to just one field goal make. However, Frankfort went 6-for-6 from the free throw line to keep themselves in it. In the second quarter, Owen Dieters flexed her muscles and scored 9 points in the quarter to finish with 13 in the first half and give Centralia a 2-point lead at the break. In the third quarter, it was Owen Dieters again getting on the scoreboard early and often. She had 6 more points with 4 free throw makes in the fourth quarter. Didn't have to do a whole lot, but Hattie Gross, she tried to keep Frankfort in it as she scored 10 points in the quarter. She finished with 19, but they would fall short. Centralia's Owen Dieters with 20 points in their 47-42 victory. On the boys' side, this game was high-scoring early. 6 points in the first quarter for Maverick Becker. In the second quarter, Centralia continued their offensive prowess with 12 more points and held Frankfort to just 5 to give them an 8-point lead going into the half. Centralia was unable to get some key stops in the third quarter and kept Frankfort hanging around for a bit. It was 33-27 going into the fourth quarter. Frankfort had the lead cut down to just 1 at 1 point with some big-time shots from Wes Anderson as well as Carter Olson and Fred Rosequist. But ultimately, it was Duke Timmel with 9 points in the fourth quarter for Centralia, including 4 of the team's 6 field goals. You get 14 points on the game. He is your player of the game on the boys' side. And Centralia boys hold on 49-43. So both teams are still unbeaten in Twin Valley League play. And the Panthers are cruising here in TVL play this season. From Centralia, this has been Jared Sleppy for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Sleppy, thank you very much for that. Bozzy, time's getting away from us right now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're a little going a little long right now.
We're going a little bit long, so we got to get to our next break. When we come back, we're still going to dive in deeper about Nemaha Central Holton because win number 499 for head coach John Thomas of Nemaha Central, Boz, one win away from 500. You know what his next game is?
That's going to be epic, Sabetha.
Top Big 7 League battle. Going over win 500. We'll talk about it next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas,
the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Claps going, Bob. Huh? Get a little excited when we hear a little narco on the scoreboard show here tonight. MSC Sports Radio Network. Welcome into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Joseph Curry down at CARE. Kirk Kilman still hanging out with us here at Kansaland. That's Boz. I'm Jake. Thanks for tuning in with us again on a Friday night. Boz, can we get a quick recap of some scores?
Okay, quick recap. On the girls' side, Perry LeCompton falls to Hiawatha by 138-37. Nemaha Central gets a two-point win over Holton, 37-35. Riverside defeated Jefferson West, 44-22. Royal Valley gets the win over Sabetha, 61-38. Valley Heights defeats Axtell, 59-21. Centralia gets a five-point victory over Frankfort, 47-42. Clifton Clyde all over Donovan West tonight, 72-53. Troy, they get a win over Lynn, 57-37. Blue Valley Randolph defeats Onega, 59-39. ACCHS gets the victory over Jackson Heights, 48-42. Valley Falls gets the win over Horton, 50-39. In overtime, Marhill Mount Academy,
OT,
they defeated Jeff County North, 48-45. Marysville, they defeated Abilene, 41-31. And Sumner Academy gets the win over Atchison, 33-25.
All right, how about on the guys' side?
On the guys' side, Perry LeCompton victorious over Hiawatha, 52-50. Nemaha Central defeated Holton, 54-32. Riverside gets the win over Jeff West, 37-28. Sabetha defeated Royal Valley, 34-21. Axtell gets a victory over Valley Heights, 62-53. Frankfort falls to Centralia tonight, 43-49. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Donovan West, 62-28. Lynn defeated Troy, 57-51. Blue Valley Randolph, they defeated Onega, 80-48.
That is an
80 burger.
80 burger.
All right, I like it. Jackson Heights, they defeat ACCHS, 54-15.
Man.
Valley Falls, they get the win over Horton, 52-40. Marhill Mount Academy, close game. They get a three-point win over Jeff County North, 49-46. Abilene gets the win over Marysville, 62-41. And Atchison defeats Sumner Academy, 72-49.
Okay. Those are a check of the scores from the night. Once again, let's go back. Holton Nemaha here for just a second. The Thunder roll on the guys' side tonight. Final score once again, Buzz.
Nemaha Central 54, Holton 32.
Okay, that was Coach John Thomas's 499th career win. How long has he been doing this?
34 seasons.
34 years. That's a long time. Coaching longer than I've been on this earth.
That's, yeah, it's a long time.
I'm just saying, I'm feeling old. I mean, I had my neck like went crazy as we went to that break and I got stuck and I had to try and loosen it up. I'm feeling old right now. Sorry, Coach, but yeah, you've been coaching longer than I've been alive. But big props to him for that, no doubt. And he goes for win number 500, Boz.
Yep.
Against Nemaha County rival Sabetha on Tuesday. Guess who's calling that game?
Who's going to call it? Who's got it?
Jake and Boz are going to be in Sabetha on Tuesday calling that game. And that's going to be one that, I mean, obviously every game's big, right?
Sure.
League standing, sub-state placements, different things like that. Be a different vibe in that gymnasium on Tuesday.
A little different feel. I shouldn't say different. Like you said, both teams are going to prepare. Nemaha Central, they know what's on the line. I mean, number one, you're playing undefeated in league play, Sabetha. They're 7-0.
Top of the conference.
Top of the conference. That's a huge rivalry to begin with. Nemaha Central is going to step into that game thinking, all right, we're going to knock off the top seed for the top of our league, and we're going to get Coach Thomas his 500th win. A little bit on the line right there.
I want to make sure we have the correct score out there for Sabetha, Roll Valley Boys. Shout out to you. I know you won't want me to say your name on the air, so I won't say your name, but you know who you are that sent me a text. 68-51, Sabetha on the guy's side with a win tonight. I think there might have been maybe a misprint there.
68-51.
Yeah. Wanted to make sure we have that accurate for you on that. But, yeah, big-time game on Tuesday for sure. It'll be on 103.9 KNZA. Boz and myself will be there in attendance. And, when it comes to games like that, players are going to play the same. Coaches are going to coach the same. I think it's maybe just for us media guys or maybe some fans, you know, that are going to be like, hey, this is going to be a great, great night potentially for win number 500. But every game until he gets to that point will be like that.
Well, yeah, and you like I said, it's a huge rivalry to begin with. So you got that. And then, I mean, just everybody's going to know this is a big game for Coach Thomas. And I think there's going to be a lot of motivation for Nemaha Central. And if you're Sabetha, again, it's another game in your quest to move on into sub-state and state tournament.
All right, Captain Kurt Kilman out for the night here this evening. Thanks, Kurt, for all your work. Speaking of Sabetha, Boz, Logan Bitterman's got a recap for us tonight of Sabetha Roll Valley. Logan, what went down tonight at the Purple Palace?
Two Big Seven League teams would match up here in Hoyt, Kansas this evening as the Blue Jays would be on the road to take on the Panthers of Royal Valley. We would see the Sabetha Lady Jays looking for the season sweep on the Lady Panthers this year. They got the first game this season 27-23 by a four-point win. Well, the second game this season would be a split as the Lady Panthers, they get off to a hot start and they never looked back as they get the 61-38 win here in Hoyt. The Lady Panthers as a team were led in scoring by Avery Stidham. She had 17 points on the night. Samantha Klotz had 13. Athena Brodus and Hanno Wawasik both had 11 as well. The Royal Valley Lady Panthers as a team had a total of 11 turnovers, hit 8 three-pointers, and went 15 of 17 at the free throw line. The Sabetha girls in the loss, they were led in scoring. Cameron Duryea, the senior guard, she had 9. Alexia Hayden with 7, and Maya Grimes chipped in 6 points as well. Sabetha girls as a team had 12 turnovers, hit just 4 three-pointers, and went 8 of 13 at the free throw line this evening. So the girls of Sabetha take the loss in the first game. In the final on this evening, the Sabetha boys, they were looking for the season sweep as well, and they're going to get it. They get off to a good start, have a 13-point advantage at halftime at 34-21, and after the fourth quarter buzzer sounded, Sabetha boys, they get the win, 68-51. They stay undefeated in league play. They move to 2-0 on the season over Royal Valley this year. Sabetha boys, they were led in scoring. It's a tie between Jacob Grimm and Christian McPhee. Both had 15 apiece. Marcus Bauman had 10, and Will Orrick had 11 as well. Sabetha boys had 8 turnovers as a team, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 13 of 17 at the free throw line. Royal Valley in the loss, they were led in scoring by freshman, 6'3 freshman, number 0, Landon Gilbert. He had 15 points in the loss this evening. Aiden McKenzie had 10, and then Matt Buzzkirk and Jackson Stevens both chipped in 7 points apiece. Royal Valley as a team had 11 turnovers, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 13 of 21 from the free throw line. Sabetha boys and girls will be in action on Tuesday night as they host Nemaha Central in a battle of Nemaha County teams in Sabetha for the second time around this season. But tonight it's a split, and the Royal Valley girls get the win, and the Sabetha boys, they get the season sweep over Royal Valley. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you so much for that. We're going to get over now to the Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights at ACCHS. What went down in Effingham, Kansas tonight in the Northeast Kansas League?
Trent Kraxner for the Cobra Channel tonight. In the girls' game, it was the ACCHS Tigers and the Jackson Heights Cobras, and it was close throughout in the first half. It was a 12-6 lead after the first quarter for ACCHS behind a couple of threes from Mackenzie Ballery. And then after an even second quarter, it was just a 7-point advantage at the half for ACCHS. But the big story was the third quarter. Some buckets from Madison Martin and Mackenzie Ballery pushed the lead up to 11 at the end of the third quarter for the ACCHS Tigers. And then for the rest of the way, it was keep away with the lead as they ended up holding on to win 48-42, so a big-time win for the ACCHS Tigers as they improved to 4-9 in the year, 4-5 in the NEKL. Jackson Heights falls to 3-9, 3-5 in league play. It was a big night for Mackenzie Ballery for the ACCHS Tigers. She had 23 points and 7 rebounds. And Madison Martin, the sophomore, had 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 blocks. She was the player to bank on. For Jackson Heights, Chesney Cochran had 19 points. She knocked down 5 threes before fouling out late in the game. Dawson Cochran had 13 points and 12 rebounds for the Lady Cobras. In the boys' game, it was all Jackson Heights from the jump as they rained down threes all night en route to a 54-15 win over the ACCHS Tigers. With the win, the Cobras moved to 6-6 on the season, 6-2 in league play. ACCHS falls to 0-14, 0-10 league play. Drake Mellies paced the way for the Cobras. He had 19 points. He knocked down 5 threes. As a team, they knocked down 13. He had 19 points and 8 rebounds. He was the player to bank on. Mellies had 5 threes. Jane Gee had 5 threes. Robinson had a pair of threes. And Cade Holiday knocked down Irwin. So Jackson Heights displayed the range from downtown tonight as they cruised to a big-time win. Trent Kraxner reporting for MSC News on the Cobra Channel.
All right, Trenton, thanks a lot for that. Again, Trenton Kraxner filling in on the Cobra Channel for us tonight. We got to get back to a phone call, Buzz, on the Giant Communications hotline, 785-547-3461. Giant Communications, when you need the best internet and phone service in the area, think nobody else but Giant Communications. Free internet, Boz, is available if you qualify online at giantcomm.net. Mr. Tollefson, do you have signal now?
Yeah, I think now that I've been on the road for an hour, we're finally close enough. I think I can get through.
So. You left us on quite the cliffhanger there as you were pumping up the Big 7 League, getting ready to rock and roll, and then you said, but something about this Big 7 League, and you went silent.
Yeah, something about this Big 7 League, and you all started talking about a crystal ball, and then anyway. So you were close. You were right there on where I was going with it. I mean, you have to be ready to play in the Big 7 League. You look at your teams on top of the Big 7, in the girls' side, Riverside, Nemaha Central, then you got Sabetha, and now Perry, both undefeated on the boys' side. You know, and again, we're covering the Hiawatha channel. You know, tonight, you know, Hiawatha holds on to beat Perry in the girls' game. Something that got Hiawatha motivated, they held at Nemaha Central a 2-point game on Tuesday. So that got them excited. And, you know, and again, Nemaha Central, again, despite, you know, getting past Hiawatha, again, they go out and beat Holton tonight.
Yeah.
And again, you know, so you just have to be ready at any night. And for tonight, Hiawatha, I mean, they've had a kind of a struggle here. They just got one win. They beat Royal Valley earlier this year. They beat Jackson Heights in the Thunder Classic. Otherwise, kind of struggling as of late. But tonight, they take an undefeated team in the Big 7 League in Perry to the wire. In fact, had the lead most of the game. And I said, if you're not, if you're atop the Big 7 League, I mean, it's just like, you know, Big 12 basketball, right?
Yeah.
If you're playing at the top, everybody's after you, and you better be ready.
So. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that's a great way of putting it, is it doesn't matter what your record might be, and you can see a team that's 7-0 going up against a team that's 1-7 in conference play. You still got to play. You still got to roll the ball out there and get after it, and anything can happen on any given night, right?
Right, exactly. And what I will say, too, in watching these games is that these games matter. I mean, these kids, even when they get down, I mean, no, these kids leave it all out there. And I, you know, I'm so impressed with the Hiawatha boys tonight. I mean, there was many a times where Perry got up by 3 or 4 and easily could have just said, okay, well, that's it. I mean, here it goes again. And they didn't. They kept fighting. I mean, at one point, they got a 4-point lead with a couple of minutes left, and, you know, they kept going. And I think that's true throughout Northeast Kansas, but, you know, here in the Big 7 League, which we've been covering, like I said, and what's huge, you know, what's big about tonight, I mean, for Perry LeCompton, you talk about a big game for both teams. Hiawatha, obviously huge, they win. For Perry LeCompton, they still have to go, they have Sabetha twice on their schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to beat Hiawatha tonight, so
yeah.
Big game.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, good coverage, as always, on the Hiawatha channel. You can go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Hiawatha Redhawk channel to follow Seth everywhere that he goes on Tuesdays and Fridays.
One more quick thing I got for you, man. All right. Hey, go Chiefs.
Hey, let's go.
Had to throw it out there. Make sure you listen in the mornings as well. Rise and shine with Seth every single day of the work week in the mornings. Buddy, travel safe in the final mile that you've got till you get home, man.
All right, you guys have a fun evening, and like I said, we'll chat with you guys next time.
All right, thanks, Seth, and we will get Seth's recap going here in just a little bit as well, but he makes some good points, again, Boz, about how you got to be prepared every single night.
You do. I mean, it doesn't matter. We obviously highlighting the Big 7 and how competitive that is, but it's that way with every league that we cover in Northeast Kansas. You just have to show up ready to play. If you think you can come out on a Tuesday or a Friday night and take a night off and you're going to have an easy road to a win, you're dead wrong. That one of those teams can jump up and bite you.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about that. So we've got to get to another break. When we come back, we'll have our final two recaps of the night from Seth from the Red Hawk Channel and from Tom Kaus, who had some awesome NEKL matchups on Care Country 93.7. We'll talk a little bit more about upcoming sub-state standings and schedules. There's a lot still to get to. We're going to make it quick for you here on a Friday, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
All around the world. To the beach, y'all. Let's go. All around the world. Y'all know. This is so, so dead.
Bozzy, you know they're playing basketball.
Yeah, they are.
You know, Lil Bow Wow's just reminding us about it. Playing some basketball on a Friday night. We know that, I like the way you dribble up and down the court, Boz.
Yeah.
You know that part, right?
I know that part.
Okay. That's about the only part that I really know, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on a Friday. Joseph Curry hanging out with us down in Atchison, Care Country 93.7. Also, that's on Care Country 93.7 FM, Horton, Atchison. Also on 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha, and 92.1 FM KMZA, Seneca. Got to get our local IDs in. It's now past 11 o'clock. We've got a couple more recaps to get to, Bozzy. And one of them is the game from 93.7 FM KAIR. The other one is Hiawatha Perry, which Seth kind of gave it to us a little bit of a recap.
Yeah.
Talking about how intense of a game it was. Let's just hear exactly how tonight went in Perry tonight. Hiawatha Perry, girls and guys on the Hiawatha channel.
It was a great night of high school basketball at Perry Lecompton High School in Perry on Friday night as the Hiawatha Redhawks headed south to take on the cause of Perry Lecompton. And it would be two great games tonight, as both games would be concluded by a one-possession finish, as in the girls' contest, the Hiawatha Redhawks were able to hold on to win it 38-37. Hiawatha actually trailed by six at the end of one quarter, but would outscore Perry 12-5 in the second quarter to take the slight lead. Hiawatha would double up Perry in the third to take the lead at the end of three, and Perry would come storming back, though. It was too little, too late. They outscored Hiawatha 13-7 in the fourth quarter. And Hiawatha holds on to get their third win of the season, 38-37. Hiawatha led in scoring by the senior for the Redhawks. That was Abby Elfner, as she finished with 11 points. She also had three made threes in the contest. And then for Perry Lecompton, They were led by Taylor Damey as she finishes the game with 16 points. She was also 2 of 4 from behind the arc. Thinking we couldn't be outdone, the boys' game did not disappoint as well, as Hiawatha would jump out to a quick 4-point lead to lead 15-11 at the end of one. They led by 6 then at the halftime break, but Perry Lecompton erased that deficit and then some as they took a lead, scoring 18 points in the third, doubling up Hiawatha, who only had 9 in the third quarter, to take that lead into the fourth period. It was back and forth throughout the entire fourth quarter. Hiawatha at 1 point with a 4-point lead. Perry would climb back to take the lead, and then a last-second attempt by Hiawatha was not meant to be as they come up just short. Perry Lecompton holds on to win it in the nightcap, 52-50. Leading scorer for Hiawatha, that would be the junior Cameron Boswell, as he finished with 19 points. He had 3 made threes in the contest. In fact, he had the first 10 points of the game for Hiawatha. Also, the senior Cooper Jacobson, whale of a ball game tonight. He finishes with 13, 7 points for Caden Morton, 6 points for Lane Kessler off the bench, and then 5 points for Ethan Morton. And then for Perry Lecompton, well, the story was Mr. Baker. That is Ronnie Baker. He finishes the night leading all scorers. He had 22 points. He had 3 made threes as well. He was also perfect from the free throw line. Again, your final score in the boys' game, Perry wins it 52-50. Perry is now 8-0 in the Big 7 League and 11-3 overall. Hiawatha falls to 2-6 in the Big 7 and 5-9 overall. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Seth Tollefson.
All right, Seth, thank you very much for that recap, as well as broke down two really good games in the Big 7 League at Perry here tonight. Well, our final recap of the night comes from Tom Counts on 93.7 FM KAIR, and two really, really good games between Marhill Mount Academy and JCN. Tom Counts, been doing this a long time too, my friend. What happened tonight?
High school rivalries don't get a lot better than this, because in the Northeast Kansas League tonight, Marhill Mount Academy played host to JCN. So many things, not just because the teams are close together and playing the same conference and are very evenly matched and are always very competitive with one another, but the fact that 3 of the 4 coaches are probably going to have their feet under the same table at Easter. That is the kind of game that we had coming on here. Packed house, and they were entertained by two great games. Ladies game doesn't get much closer. 2-point game at halftime. Tied at the end of 3 quarters, tied at the end of regulation, goes to overtime. Ravens win at 48-45. They were led by freshman Capri Keckner. She had 20 points as the Lady Ravens continue to be undefeated in the conference, 8-0, 11-2 on the year. JCN, 7-2 in the conference, and you know who those two losses were to, right? Second game of the night, kind of like the first. Tied at the end of a quarter, tied at the end of 3 quarters, but in the last few seconds of the game, the Ravens hit some free throws to win it, 49-46. Carson McAfee, 16 for JCN. Morehill Mount Academy was led by Bowden Korblik with 14 and Derek Ebanks with 11. Ravens now are 7-2 in the conference, 10-3 overall. JCN is 8-6 and 6-4. So again, big night in Atchison, but Morehill Mount Academy sweeps Jeff North. Tom Cox reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Tom, and I tell you, Boz, it's a rarity when it sounds like Tom Counts' voice is about to give out, but that man broadcasts so many games that you got to give him a break every now and then. And that man has been doing this for a while. I mentioned how Coach Thomas has coached longer than I've been alive. Tom has been broadcasting way longer than I've been alive for us, and great work as always as Marhill gets a sweep over JCN tonight in Atchison, as Tom alluded to. Speaking of JCN, Bozzy, do you know what we got? We got a caller on the line.
Who could that be?
Can you guess who it might be?
I'm going to guess we got Grandpa Gary.
Grandpa Gary, how are you tonight, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Great.
I'm feeling good. It's warm outside. I'm enjoying this little fake spring that we've got going on.
Yeah, I know. It'll come back to bite us.
It will. It always does. It always does. My friend, did you have a night tonight where you were taking some pictures and attending some games?
Well, actually, I didn't take any pictures, but it was a nail biter on both of them. Man, I tell you what, those girls played hard, and the boys did too. It was a great game to be at.
It really does sound like it. Tell me a little bit about the atmosphere. How was it with, again, Tom did a really good job of painting a picture of, you know, these two teams are so evenly matched. These two teams are very close proximity. But when three of the four coaches are going to be at the same table at Easter.
I know. Yep.
And you know the that family fairly well as well. So Grandpa Gary, tell me about what does JC and Mar Hill mean when they get on the court like this?
It's kind of fun to watch the matchup between dad and son. You know, it's always something that it's very enjoyable to watch and kind of see their different styles. And you wonder if dad knows what son's going to do and son knows what dad's going to do. And, you know.
And it sounds like the sun got the edge tonight.
Yeah, it was a nail biter too. I tell you, it was. Anytime a game goes into overtime, it can be just depends on who's got the ball last. Sometimes.
Sure, absolutely.
That's kind of the way it is.
So it makes me wonder and beg the question that does this mean that the next time that the family decides to go out for dinner, does that mean that dad's got to buy?
I don't know how they work that out.
You got any players that stuck out to you tonight, Grandpa Gary?
I didn't hear any of the. Didn't hear Tom mention any of the what the final ones that either Abby or Claire or Emily had, but I know Carson McAfee had some threes and he ended up with 16 points. I think I heard Tom say.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear Tom very well at all on my. You know, trying to listen to the game and watch it too. I don't know what was going on with the broadcast, but anyway.
Well, sometimes radio frequencies kind of maybe have some issues inside some gymnasiums. I don't know what might have happened with that for sure. But well, Grandpa Gary, I always love getting to have you on. Always enjoy spending a little bit of time with you. I know Boz does too. And
absolutely.
So, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And thanks for being that guy.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that your Ravens didn't make it. Doggone.
Don't be sorry. It's all good.
I'm not.
Yeah, we got plenty of people that gave me. You know, I'll tell you this, Grandpa, before we let you go, is that I turned my phone off at the beginning of that game, as a smart individual would. And I turned my phone on when the game was over, and I had 72 text messages trying to come through at the same time, and my phone locked up for an hour.
That's good.
It was, it was definitely people just like that. I'm really sorry about what just happened. It wasn't that at all.
Yeah. Want some wine with that cheese?
That's right. That's right. Grandpa, take care of yourself. We'll chat with you next week.
All right. See ya.
All right. Grandpa Gary from JCN giving us some insight on him and a little playful plug at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
There,
yep. You know? Love it.
So, good stuff there. Carson McAfee added to our Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list. Boz, who do we got on that list?
Okay, let's start on the girls' side for the Luca Chiropractic Game Ball from Centralia. Owen Dieter, she had 20 points tonight. From Frankfurt, Hattie Gross, she had 19. From Royal Valley, Avery Stitham had 17 points. And also from Royal Valley, Samantha Klotz, she had 13 tonight. From Troy, Harper Wettstein, big night for her.
Big
she had
night.
27 points. And also from ACCHS, Kinsey Bowerly, she had 23 points tonight. Really good night for Kinsey Bowerly. On the boys' side of things, from Centralia, Duke Timmel, he had 14. Also from Centralia, Quentin Aldifer, he had 13 points. From Nemaha Central, Colby Free, he had 17 points tonight against Holton.
Including a dunk.
I should probably write that down.
You probably
and
should.
A dunk. From Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies. He had 19 points. With those 19, he had 5 threes on the night. From Frankfurt, Carter Olson. He had 12 points. From Perry, Ronnie Baker. He had 22 tonight. And from
tough.
22, yep. And then from JCN, Carson McAfee with 16.
It's going to be tough for you tonight trying
it's
to pick
be
that.
Real tough.
And I got a feeling that the old spread the love Boz might come back out.
There's no rule we can't give multiple game balls.
Listen, buddy, we've been broadcasting, MSC Sports listening audience. Boz and I have been broadcasting together. This will be year 10
yep.
of us together. And even when we were giving players of the game 10 years ago, Boz was wanting to spread the love. So it's no, right, there's no rule, but it's kind of an award that you want to give to highlight one individual. But I'm also okay with the times like tonight when you got multiple kids balling out.
Well,
we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Boz might surprise you, I think, is the vibe that I'm getting from you, huh?
We'll see. We'll
okay.
See.
All right, we're going to dive in really quickly here to a little bit of some sub-state action and some standings, because it's very key at this point of the season, Boz.
Yeah.
Certain schools, because of makeups, have already made up some of their games. So there's some schools that only have 6 games left. There's some schools that have 9 games left. So these standings will ebb and flow a lot in the next week or so, honestly.
A lot.
In the next 10 days due to that. But starting in 1A Division 2 on the guys' side, Axtell atop of their Blue Valley Randolph substate. They're in that substate with Hanover, Pike Valley, Lynn, Blue Valley Randolph, Southern Cloud, and St. Xavier from Junction City. On the girls' side, in that same substate at Blue Valley Randolph, same schools, Hanover, Axtell, Pike Valley, Lynn, Blue Valley Randolph, and Southern Cloud. Hanover atop of that one right now with a 9-4 mark. Axtell currently the 2 in that substate. A lot of teams that are in the similar substates. We're going to talk about it right now on the guys' side, where we can't wait for Kasia to come up with some kind of a game plan to where you get a ranking system. Because 1A Division 1 on the guys' side, Centralia, Bishop Seabury, Burlingame, Troy, D West, Northern Heights, Onega. Three of the top 3.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, we can include Troy on that. All 4, top 4 right now. 8-4 Centralia, 8-4 Bishop Seabury, 8-6 Burlingame, 7-6 Troy. All at the top, fighting for that top spot. Currently, Centralia holds that. But, you know, when you look at those 4 and you look at Troy, Troy is a team right now that has 7 games left. Centralia, they have 8 games left. So those are the type of games and teams that a lot can change the next couple weeks.
Yeah, 100% they can.
On the girls' side, moving on to 2A, have a couple different substates of local interest for that. At the Wabunsee substate on the girls' side, you got Jackson Heights heading to Wabunsee, and the Cobras right now currently in 7th place in that substate. Also, Valley Heights in that substate locally. They are the 2, but just a half game back of top spot Wabunsee with 8 games to go. In the JCN girls substate, man, this one will be fun. Riverside, top spot right now, perfect, 15-0. You know who the 2 is?
Yeah.
Mar Hill Mount Academy.
Yep.
They battled in midseason tournament time. Riverside getting the edge in that game. Will there be a matchup again in substate? JCN is going to have something to say about that potentially, because they're 9-3 in the 3 spot. Pleasant Ridge hanging around in the 4. Oskaloosa, 5 seed with 7-5 record. Valley Falls at the 6 with a 5-7 record. Horton, before their loss tonight, had a 3-game winning streak. They're currently in the 6th spot, 5-9 overall. Caraparaville, the 7, and McLeod, the 8 at 1-13. That is all in 2A on the girls' side of things. On the boys' side in Class 2A, again, similar substates to look at from this area. Jackson Heights, Valley Heights, both in the Wabunsee substate. Jackson Heights, right now the 3 with an even 6-6 record. Valley Heights, 5-8. They're currently the 5 in that substate. In the JCN substate, big things moving in this one. Horton at the top right now, the 11-3 record, Boz. But there's Mar Hill Mount Academy in the 2, 7-3. Mar Hill boys have 10 games left.
Yeah.
That they got to get in before substate time. By the way, substate's a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it can be here before you know it.
Valley Falls has 8 games left. They're in the 3 with an 8-4 record. JCN right there as well at the 4 seed, 7-4 record with 9 games to go. Oski 7-5 at the 5 in this substate. Riverside at the 6, the 4-11. McLeod the 7, 3-11. And P. Ridge, 8 with a 2-11 record. Boz, that substate to me is still wide open.
Yeah, it's 100% open. And we talked about how things are going to flip here over this last, you know, 3.5 weeks. Things are going to change a ton.
Moving up to 3A, where we've got a couple different sub-states to keep our eye on the girls' side of things. Locally, schools, Roll Valley, Hiawatha, Sabetha, ACCHS, Perry, Jeff West, all in the same sub-state at Roll Valley, Boz, but at top of that sub-state, Topeka Hayden.
Yeah, Topeka Hayden kind of separated themselves. They're sitting at 13-1 right now, so they've established themselves as the top one in that sub-state.
Six games to go right there for the Wildcats from Hayden. Jeff West is a 2-6-7 record. Perry, the 3-5-7. ACCHS, the 4-4-8. Sabetha, the 5-3-10. Hiawatha, the 6-2-10. Roll Valley, the 7-2-10 in that sub-state. The Riley County sub-state, Silver Lake, Rossville. Have we talked about some juggernauts yet?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nemaha Central in that sub-state with St. Mary's as well. I mean, there's not a team in this sub-state that has a losing record, Boz.
Yeah, that sub-state is absolutely stacked. Silver Lake, Rossville, Nemaha Central, they're the 3-seed with 2 losses, 12-2.
Yeah. Again, Keisha, come on.
Figure it out.
Get that figured out, because you've got, easily you could say, Silver Lake, Rossville, Nemaha, all 3 state-caliber teams,
yeah,
in the same sub-state on the girls' side at Riley County, on the girls' side of things. On the guys' side, the same sub-states that we're keeping our eye on in Class 3A, starting with local teams. As I scroll down, sorry, at the Riley County sub-state, Nemaha Central, the 3-seed in that one, 10-4. They got Beloit at the top, 13-1. Beloit, pretty far west.
Way west.
Coming over to the east side here for this Riley County sub-state. Beloit, 13-1. There's St. Mary's. That's a local team that we'll be covering a lot more in the future in the Big East League for sure. They've already played Nemaha Central earlier this season. It was a great ball game in that one. Silver Lake there, Rossville, Marysville, Riley County as well. In the Roll Valley hosting sub-state, Sabetha at the top of it, 11-2 right now in that sub-state. But again, we're talking about Big 7 League ramifications. Sabetha, yeah. Perry, both undefeated. They got to play each other twice yet. Those games are going to be so vital for this sub-state for seeding who gets the top spot, really, in that one. Also, Hiawatha in that sub-state, 5-8. But again, like you mentioned, Coach Smith got some things moving in the right direction. Seth talked about that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Midway, as they're the 4, Jeff West the 5, and Roll Valley sitting at the 7, and ACCHS is the 8 in that 3A sub-state. And then finally in 4A, a couple local teams on the boys' side. Atchison, the top spot in 4A right now. That one loss of the season came to Highland Park earlier this week as High Park defeated Atchison 65-48. In the only loss for the Phoenix this year. So A-High currently in the top spot. And how 4A does it, Boz? You got 18 teams on each side, east and west. Top 16 make it to sub-state round.
Yep.
So right now, 16-15, I got to count out loud. Holton is currently the 14th spot in Class 4A right now. And so really the Wildcats sitting in a pretty good spot at the moment to make it to a sub-state, but looking at who they would match up against, 11-3 Baldwin team, that would be a rematch from last year.
Yep, sub-state finals.
In the sub-state finals from a year ago. 4A on the girls' side, we'll wrap it up here for sub-state for this one. Holton and Ashton both in the east on that same situation. Top 16 teams make it to the postseason. Holton sitting in 13th right now. After a couple-game winning streak, they won 3 out of 4 before tonight against Nemaha Central. They would take on Ottawa if the season ended today. And Atchison, sitting in the 11th spot, they would take on Baldwin if the season ended today. 4A East on the girls' side. I think we covered everybody.
We got everybody there.
So we got to go to our final break, Boz. And then we've got to come back, and we're going to give away a Lucre Chiropractic Wellness game ball tonight.
I'm ready.
And we're going to have a little brief conversation.
Brief.
Brief. About college basketball, because is there a game on Monday that's important for a lot of people around here?
I think a lot of people know what's happening on Monday.
Monday is a big-time matchup between the two state colleges in Kansas. I know Kansas State is one of them.
And the Hawks, baby, KU.
Oh, K-State KU on Monday. We'll break it down. Stay with us. One more segment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088. To learn how today.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Dorsey, as always. Look forward to hearing from Dorsey every week, Boz. You know why?
What's that?
Because it means it's almost time to hit the road.
Yep.
Not that I'm happy that this is over. Don't be upset that it's over. Be happy that it happened.
Oh, listen to you.
Huh? What's up with that? That's a good phrase, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No doubt. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on a Friday. Been a great day. 46 degrees outside right now, Boz.
Yeah, it was really nice today.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about sub-30 degree wind chills.
Yeah.
And that Arctic burst. Now we got
Kansas
fake
weather.
We got fake spring. Did you know that today is Groundhog Day?
I did.
And Puxatani Phil. Now I'm going to say Tony the whole time.
Yes, you will.
Puxatani Phil predicted that no extra winter.
Yeah, so early spring.
Spring's going to come early. I'd like to know the percentages of how accurate he is.
I heard something today on this whole thing.
Okay.
Which made me think a little bit. Maybe somebody listening would know. So I heard that it's the same if he says, I'm gonna mess this up now that I think about it.
Shadow.
So he said six more weeks of
winter.
Winter.
Right.
Six more. If you go an early spring, I can't even remember now. I'm gonna shut up. I can't remember what it was.
No, I'm really.
It was something about. It was the same.
I think you got the entire MSC audience.
They're really confused now.
No, they're captivated.
Well, I'll be like Seth and drop the call. Leave you on a cliffhanger. I'll come back next week and tell you exactly
right,
what it
next
was.
Next week, we're going to have Punxsutawney Phil, take two with Boz on the scoreboard show. Shout out as well to my nephew, turns 5 today. He's a groundhog baby. So shout out to you, Mr. Scout Estes. Happy birthday to you, young man. We will celebrate you on Sunday. He was a kid that we watched the game together on Sunday this past week. And it was 0-0 in the first quarter. And he walked up to me and he said, "Hey, Uncle Jake, the Chiefs won." He was Nostradamus.
All right.
He knew it. 2 minutes into the game, he knew it.
Okay.
And when the game was over, as I was trying to wipe my tears off my face, I'm joking. He came up to me and said, "Hey, Uncle Jake, the Chiefs won."
Chiefs won.
And I said, "Yeah, buddy, they did." And he goes, "Will you root for the Chiefs now?" And I said, "Absolutely, I will." If you can't beat them, join them.
That's right.
That's the extent of our conversation for Chiefs-Ravens from this past week. Moving on from that, we're not going to dive into details of that.
Well, we got another week. We got a whole lot to talk about next week.
Next Friday, we'll do a Super Bowl preview for sure. Have a segment for that as the Chiefs 4 times in 5 years, dude.
That's pretty nice. That's pretty good.
Did the Chiefs Kingdom, did everybody that's involved in the Chiefs Kingdom, do you realize how spoiled fans are right now? Like, has it sunk in that, do you remember when Brady and the Patriots were doing their dynasty run and how much people hated Tom Brady and the Patriots?
Yeah, the Chiefs are the team.
The Chiefs
team
are
to hate
that
right
team
now. Yeah.
And it's funny because I can remember watching Dee Ford line up offsides and cost the Chiefs a chance to go to the Super Bowl. That first year, the AFC title game in Arrowhead, and how frustrated I was. Couldn't believe it. Oh, I hate the Patriots, blah, 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 blah. That's every other NFL franchise fans right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that has just flipped in 6 short years.
Things can change.
It's impressive.
And Chiefs, I mean, yeah, we're spoiled because of the success, but
yeah.
That's what happens. I mean, when you got a really good team, you expect them to get to Super Bowls.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw a funny meme that said, even in our worst year, or no, even in one of our down years, we're still better than some of your best years. I thought that was comical.
Yeah, it is funny.
Because it's true.
It is true.
It is very, very true. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Boz, who do we have?
All right, on the girls' side, from Centralia, Owen Dieters with 20 points tonight. From Frankfurt, Hattie Gross, she had 19. From Royal Valley, Avery Stitham had 17 points. Also from Royal Valley, Samantha Klotz, she had 13 tonight. From Troy, Harper Wettstein, big night for her. She had 27 points. And from ACCHS, Kinsley Bowerly with 23 points. On the boys' side of things, from Centralia, Duke Timmel, he had 14. Also from Centralia, Quentin Aldifer, he had 13. From Nemaha Central, Colby Free, he had 17 points. And I wrote it down, and a dunk. And a dunk.
Slam jam.
From Jackson Heights, Drake Mellies, he had 19 points. Dropped 5 threes in that ball game.
Trifectas.
From Frankfurt, Carter Olson, he had 12 points. From Perry Lecompton, Ronnie Baker, he had 22 tonight. And from JCN, Carson McAfee with 16.
You know, going to Ronnie Baker from Perry really quick, I love that he goes by Ronnie. And I think, I'm speculating here.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he probably just didn't want to have the name Ron Baker playing basketball in Kansas.
He might be associated with a Wichita State guy.
A stud.
From Scott
Which
City.
Ronnie is a stud.
Yeah, absolutely.
That dude can ball.
Yeah.
For sure. But Ron Baker, yeah, from Scott City.
Yeah.
Shout out for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, those are our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Final chance for you if you're watching on Facebook Live. You can type in somebody's name as Beverly Franken did to get Harper Wettstein on the list tonight. Give us your nominee, or you can call us at 785-547-3461 on the Giant Communications Hotline, online, giantcomm.net, free internet is available if you qualify. See how you can qualify on GiantCOMM.net. That's the hotline for you to nominate somebody. We'll get that away here in just a few moments. But before we give that away, Boz, Kansas State basketball, KU basketball, briefly here, K-State's on the struggle bus.
Struggle bus. Yes, they are. And here's my take on this real quick, because we ain't got a whole lot of time.
Give me that take.
So KU plays tomorrow against Houston. That is a big time game. Houston is no joke. I think this game's at Allen Fieldhouse, but I really think KU might struggle against Houston. They're really, really good. So I think it's gonna be a struggle tomorrow. I think if they lose that game tomorrow, which I could see that happening,
means Monday
they're gonna be a little fired up to go to Bramlage, the Octagon of Doom.
Doom.
Take it to the Cats.
We were graciously given two tickets from Be Outdoors Real Estate, Chris Seymour, agent, owner agent for Be Outdoors. Shout out to him to give away two tickets to Oklahoma Kansas State on this past Tuesday. And we had a great winner from Axtell, Mr. Jim Heinen. And after I saw the final score of that game, I thought, good thing they were free tickets to go to that game.
Yeah.
Because K-State looks terrible right now.
Yeah.
They are all sorts of out of whack. Two games in a row, lost to Iowa State, lost to Houston. Tyler Perry didn't show up. Cam Carter, Arthur Kaluma did. And then the other night against Oklahoma, Tyler Perry shows up. Nobody else did.
That's the hard part right now, is getting them all on the same page. You've got a couple guys that are having really good nights, and they're just struggling to get all of them together on the same night.
And you got Coach Tang that kind of showing some emotion that you typically don't see from him.
Yeah.
Getting pretty fired up, which I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like to see a guy that fights for his team. But I feel like they got to right the ship. They play tomorrow at Oklahoma State. You can hear that on 103.9 FM KNZA as well as 92.1 KMZA. Pregame at noon, tip-off at 1. K-State trying to right the ship at Oklahoma State. If they lose that game Monday night, it would be, I think, free tickets at the door to go watch K-State KU in Bramlage.
It'll still, you know, KU doesn't always play well at Bramlage, so you know, that is an opportunity that for them, for K-State, because it'll be hopping on Monday night. The in-state rivalry.
They'll
I think
play Sandstorm.
Yeah, no, they'll be chanting something or other.
KSU.
I will be at that game.
Yes, you will.
In the Octagon, wearing my Hawks gear.
Blech.
Oh, blech. Buddy.
Blech. Isn't that what you always say when you talk about Ravens?
Exactly.
Blech. Okay. So, hey, Boz will be there if you're there. Try and find him. He'll be one of the 2,000 people in
KU
gear.
Half of the Octagon will be red, baby. Crimson.
That game on Monday night. You can hear that game on Kansas Land as well. Big Monday. First big Monday game for Kansas State in that one. So, again, big-time games coming up on the college basketball scene. Also, tomorrow, you can listen on 93.7 FM KAIR. Tom Couts again. Just doesn't quit. BC basketball at Culver Stockton, 2 o'clock. On Care Country 93.7. Joseph, you've got a long day tomorrow as well, sir. We'll get you home here in just a few minutes from now. So, big-time matchup on Monday. What are your keys for KU to get the dub on the road at the Octagon of Doom?
Well, KU, all season long, I feel like they've kind of struggled with intensity and effort. They're struggling with turnovers and getting themselves down, finding themselves trying to fight their way back into games. So I think a big deal for them, and it shouldn't be hard for them, playing your big in-state rival, but they've got to come out with a ton of energy. The other thing that they've done, they just struggle from the guard spot. Johnny Furphy has come along, and he's playing really, really, really well right now. So
Germany?
I think
Austin? Where's he from?
Australia. Yeah, so I look for him to continue his hot streak. Hunter Dickinson, obviously, inside. Yeah, I think KU, if they can take care of the ball and come out with the energy they need to start off that game, I think it'll be in good shape.
I got the Cats winning that game by a last-second shot. Give me the Cats plus 2 on that one.
Ah, you're crazy.
Okay, final thing. Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner here tonight. Boz, who you got?
All right, on the girls' side, again, I could share love. So many good performances.
Do what you want to do, buddy.
Well, hey, listen, we've talked about Owen Dieters, Hattie Groves, Harper Wettstein, girls having fantastic seasons. I'm going with Kenzie Bowerly from ACCHS. She had a big night, 23 points against Jackson Heights. She's a fantastic player. Haven't talked about her enough, probably. So our Lucre Chiropractic Game Ball winner on the girls' side, Kenzie Bowerly from ACCHS.
Congratulations to Kenzie on the girls' side winning tonight.
Yep. On the boys' side of things, lots of good performances tonight. We got a guy, Colby Free, had a dunk with 17 points. That's a heck of a night.
Rock the rim.
Lots of guys here, but I'm going to go with Ronnie Baker from Perry.
And
here's why. This guy had a heck of a night with 22 points in a nail biter, a close ball game down to the wire, helped his team get the win over Hiawatha. 22 points tonight for Ronnie Baker.
Just so you guys know, Boz and I did not discuss anything about this, but Ronnie Baker hit a step back three to give Perry the lead late in that game. I watched it live on the Sabetha channel with Seth Tollison on the call, and it was one of those that when you're a dude, you're a dude, and you got to make a shot for your team. He did it. So
he did it.
I agree
That's right.
with you on that one. We've got another show next week, my friend. We'll talk more in depth about Substate. We'll talk Chiefs Super Bowl next Friday.
Come on.
A check of the local standings as well for conference leading teams as well as Substate and more. You've been listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Have a great weekend. Go Cats!
Go KU!
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communication, Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystem. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.